There were a lot of things that the guys had at the campout that the girls did not have at Winter Chill. And the most important thing that we had that you didn't have was fire. Fire is so awesome. We get there, and all the guys are like, when are we going to do this? And as soon as we light the fire, it's like everyone's like, huh. And I think it was Bobby that said, nothing will shut a guy up like a fire. You get a fire, and we just stand there, and we're like, stick. And we just keep throwing stuff on. Fires are so cool. And I think they're cool because they're powerful. They have the power to warm you up when you're cold. They have the power to destroy miles and miles and buildings and people's lives. They're just so powerful. And we've got this powerful thing, and all of a sudden we, as a group of guys, we have harnessed it, and we are dominating it, and we have made it our own, and we have built it up. And we are the masters of the fire. We were so much the masters of the fire that some of the guys, not to name any names, Max, brought special things to burn. Max brought a notebook from school. He brought some of his shorts. He brought some other things. He brought his little sister. We sent her back. And he brought lighter fluid, which makes the fire even bigger. And we burned a lot of stuff. Anytime we finished our food, the wrapper, the bottle, whatever it was, it went in the fire. We only lost two kids on the camp out, only two to fire, and we left them out there. But that's pretty good, isn't it? It's great. They were sixth graders. It doesn't matter. Fire is so awesome. But the thing that you guys need to know about fire that guys know and girls probably don't know is it's always important to have a fire pit. And we were out there. We had this circle, and it was built of stones with concrete, and it was about this tall. And it was a big circle with a little opening, and our fire was contained inside of that because where we were, all the grass around the fire was dead, dry grass. And the woods around it were all dead, dry wood. There was a fence that was wooden with fresh paint on it, which is flammable, right next to the fire. And then we had a big barn built all out of wood. So everything around this fire was capable of being completely destroyed and consumed by it. But because we kept it in the fire pit within its boundaries, we harnessed its power, and we enjoyed its heat, and we enjoyed just staring at it like idiots. But it was awesome. And there's maybe, in my book, only one thing that's better than fire. And we didn't have this on the campout, but next year's campout, we definitely will. And that is fire that moves. Fireworks. Anybody like fireworks, guys or girls? One of my favorite things about fireworks was when I worked at Pine Cove. Has anybody ever been to Pine Cove? Yeah. Has anybody ever been to Pine Cove during the week that is 4th of July week? You ever been there? You have? It is so awesome because we as a leadership team, when I worked at Pine Cove on leadership, we get to pretend for one day like we're firemen. And we get the big, huge fireworks like the fire department does here in town, and we do our own fireworks show. And you buy these tubes, and they're on this little plastic base, and then you get this giant ball of gunpowder with a big wick on the end of it. It's like a cannon in Swiss Family Robinson, you know, the old movie? Why did I reference that? But anyways, it's like this ball of gunpowder, and you drop it in the tube, and you light the wick out the top, and it does the thing where it goes, foof, and it shoots up in the sky, and then it blows up in this huge firework. And we were so into it. We were so psyched. We were like, that's not good enough for Pine Cove. That's not good enough for us. So we took the tubes, and we broke them off of the plastic base, and we duct taped three tubes together. And then we made a new base out of wood, and we drilled those three tubes together. Then we took the cannonballs, you know, the fireworks, and we taped the wicks together at the top so we could run up to it, drop three in, light the top all at once, and then three would shoot off at a time. Yeah. And we had four stations of three. And then we took all the little cannonballs taped together and we put them in these big buckets. And so we had four stations of three. And then we put on our coveralls. We covered up every inch of skin. We wore a hat. We wore safety glasses. We put a little thing over our mouths. And we wanted to be safe. Then we had what we call the water buffalo there, which is a giant water tank with a fire hose. And we were ready to go. And then we set all the kids about 100 yards across the field so no one would get hurt. And then we had our lighters. We had one here, and we had a little lighter stuck in our pants right here in case we need an extra. And we went for it. And you go for about 30 minutes of constantly grabbing, lighting, and ducking because you're staying about 10 feet away from these things. And every year, here's what would happen. A firework would start to shoot off, and it'd get caught in the top of the tube, and it would blow up right here on the ground. Or a firework would shoot out the bottom of the tube, and it would blow up all around us. And so we were always covered and protected, but I got hit by so many fireworks, and it was so awesome. I loved it. And sometimes they would shoot over the crowd and get close to them too, and that was also awesome. But even though it was dangerous, we were very careful with it, because we had the water buffalo there, and we had all our protective clothing on, and we were yelling things like, fire and stuff like that, which I guess helps. But we would do it every year, but we would only do it on that one day. We'd only do it on the 4th of July because odds are if we did fireworks every single day of camp, it would be awesome, but we would die. We would definitely die because it's very dangerous, but it's really fun and it's really cool. But we have to have kind of a time and a place for fireworks. You know, usually around here, 4th of July is a good time, and maybe New Year's is a good time. And that's kind of when you do fireworks. The fireworks stands are all closed. You guys aren't going to go home tonight and set off fireworks, even though they're awesome. There's a time and a place for them. And just like fire, there's a place for it. It needs to have boundaries. And just like fireworks, where there's a time and a place for it, this morning and the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about relationship between guys and girls. And just like fire and just like fireworks, that is like one of the most exciting, fun, cool parts of life. But there's also some boundaries we need to think about. And there's a time and a place for these things. And the name of this series is called Check Yes or No. And back in my day, when I was your age, we used to have paper and pens. I think you guys have the cell phones and the computers now. But we used to write each other notes. Do you like me? Check yes or no. And what I always got back was the girl would write in maybe and then send it back. And I'm like, what does that mean? It meant no, but they were trying to be nice. But we would always, you know, write these notes between guys and girls that would say, check yes or no. But we're going to ask you guys to do these next 3 weeks is I'm going to ask you three questions. And you guys have to decide if your answer to that question is going to be yes or it's going to be no. But before we move on, I want to show you a quick video clip. Has anybody ever heard of the Brady Bunch? Anybody ever watched it? This is one of my favorite, most memorable scenes from the Brady Bunch I want to show you, and then we're going to talk about it.
I'm here to see Cindy. I came to see you.
Me? What for?
To thank you for making that boy stop teasing me in school today. You're very brave.
Oh, it wasn't anything.
It was too, and I really appreciate it. What's wrong?
Huh? I'm not sure.
All right. In that scene, what you saw was Bobby Brady went from ew to ooh. All right? And you, I want you to think right now, are you still, some of you guys are still in the ew phase. Some girls, especially looking at the guys, you're like, ew. And some guys are still like, ew, you got cooties or whatever. But some of you guys have changed over. Like Bobby just had to switch, and you've switched over. It's clicked inside of you that no longer are guys or girls the opposite gender, ew, they are, ooh. And you know what I would think? I would assume, all right, eighth graders are probably at the ooh phase, and sixth graders are probably still down at the ew. But when I was on the bus on the way to the camp out, I'm not going to name any names, but there were some sixth grade guys that I was sitting right by, and they were talking about the ladies. And they were playing sixth graders, guys, truth or dare, on the bus. And so I know that at least some of you guys have switched over from ew to ooh. And if it hasn't happened for you yet, it's going to. For every one of you, if you're still in the ooh phase, someday, as hard as it is to believe right now, you're going to switch over like Bobby did into the ooh phase. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Every one of us is going to experience it, so every one of us needs to hear what God's word has to say about it. I need everybody listening, you guys along the window over there, you guys over here, you guys need to hear what God's word has to say about it. Now, here's a problem with this topic is, let me just make a confession, is that in churches, not just our church, but a lot of different churches and ministries and stuff, we don't really talk about this enough. We don't talk about relationships between guys and girls enough. So we're going to talk about it for the whole rest of the year. No, I'm just kidding. We don't talk about it enough, so we need to spend some time here these next 3 weeks, because God's word, the Bible, is not silent on this topic. God's word really addresses it. See, it's like fire. It is like fireworks, and that, like I said earlier, the relationship between guys and girls is probably one of the most exciting, like, emotional, just fun experiences of life. Some of you guys think about it every day, all the time. When you were in here, you were thinking about the guy that you like or the girl that you like. And it's like something that just like consumes you. And God is not ignorant of that. In fact, I think God made us to be like that. He made romance. Ooh, romance. That's a nice word. He made romance to be a part of our lives, and he meant it to be that way. Guys, I'm going to tell you about a book of the Bible that almost no one ever talks to junior high students about. And it's a book of the Bible called Song of Solomon, and it is dirty. I mean, it is like a scandalous book of the Bible. That's why nobody talks about it, because it's rated R. It really is. And it's about this relationship between this guy named Solomon and this other woman. She's a Shulamite maiden. We don't know her name, but she's a Shulamite, which is weird. But it's about their relationship from when they start liking each other until when they get married and they get in arguments, all right? And it shows you everything in between. And it's all written in poetry, so a lot of it is hard to understand, which is probably good, because if you read it, you'd be like, hey, what are they talking about here? And it's, and if you knew, it'd be really dirty. So it's probably good that you don't know what they're talking about. But I'm going to show you part of it, because their romance is white hot. It is like the hot fire. It is like the exploding fireworks. And we're going to learn a little bit about it as we look at it this week. Let me show you just a little passage from Song of Solomon. I've just taken excerpts of parts that you would understand. Check this out. Go ahead and show the passage. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfume. This is guys and girls talking back and forth. The guy's not wearing perfume. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes, your hair, your teeth, your lips, your neck. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. How would he know that? His left arm is under my head and his right arm embraces me. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into the bedroom. It's intense, isn't it? Some of y'all are turning red right now. You're like, that's talking about a French kiss. That's what you guys are whispering. That's talking about going in the bedroom. My mom told me about that. This is like, all right, hold yourselves together. Shh. Some of you guys are like, ew. Some of you are like, ooh. But hey, this is in the Bible. This is in your Bible. It's in my Bible. And here's what I want you to know. If you can go back one slide, is we're just going to call this whole romance thing between guys and girls, we're going to call it fireworks, because that's how exciting it is. And what I want you guys to know is this. God is for fireworks. He is. And so many times all you hear at church when you come to church is, don't do it. Don't do it. Stay away. Don't do it. It's bad. It's wrong. And so many people grow up, if you grow up in a church, which a lot of you guys have from, like, you know, birth until you die, you're always in church, and you like might think that, like, relationships between guys and girls are, like, really wrong. And they're not wrong. God is for them. But just like fire, right, I'm for fire, I'm also for having really careful boundaries around the fire and only using the fireworks when it's the time and place to use them. You know, we had a bottle of lighter fluid out at the camp out, and that can get really dangerous when someone's standing right by the fire cooking a dog and then someone squirts lighter fluid on it. Whew, no more eyebrows. All right? And something a lot worse than that could happen. And so we were really careful with the lighter fluid and how we handled the fire. We were very, very careful for it because fire was a great thing, a powerful thing, but we don't want to abuse it and use it the wrong way. Same thing with fireworks. One time I let a black cat off in my hand. Not a good idea. This hand is robotic. You guys don't even know it. No, just kidding. No, I burned my hand really bad. You don't use fireworks the wrong way or else you're going to get hurt. And so here's the lesson this morning, guys. Look at it. God is for fireworks, but God has set a time and a place, and he has set boundaries on fireworks. He has set boundaries. Go ahead and throw that up so they can see it. God has set boundaries for relationships and for fireworks. And I want to show you another verse that's in the book of Song of Solomon, and it is in this book where it talks about this white-hot romance. It's in this book three times the exact same verse. Three times in three different places. It's in chapter 2, verse 7. It's in chapter 3. It's in chapter 8. And I want to show you where it is. Put that verse up there. Look at what it says. And I put two translations up there for you. It says, do not arouse or awaken love until the time is right. And then another translation, the message says, don't excite love. Don't stir it up until the time is ripe and you're ready. And here's who said that. You see, most of Song of Solomon is this guy and this girl, and they're talking back and forth to each other like, I love you. You're so hot. I want to touch your lips. And they're saying all this stuff to each other like back and forth. And then their friends come in, and their friends are part of the story, and their friends say, whoa, hold on, pull back the reins. Don't arouse or awaken your love until the time is right. Don't excite love. Don't stir it up until you're ready. Until you're ready, until the time is right. And they're saying, hey, there's a time and a place for this. Just slow down and take it easy. Be careful because this romance and this love thing, this is like fire. This is like fireworks, and you got to be really careful with it. There's got to be some boundaries on this or else you're going to end up getting burned and getting hurt. And we're going to talk about the consequences of what could happen if you don't handle this carefully the next couple weeks. But this morning, the message is simple. And I just want you to have this in your head, is that God is for this emotion that you're feeling. It's okay to feel it, and it's okay to think those things. And if you're laying down, sit up and listen. God is for it. But also, God also has really clear boundaries that he has set, that there's a time and a place for it. And that if you don't handle it carefully, if you just carelessly go run into romance and you run into relationships, if someone asks you out and you just say, yes, okay, let's go, and then the next thing you know, you're going to end up getting burned, you're going to end up getting hurt, and your heart is going to get broken. And the Bible tells us to guard our heart and to take very careful care of it because the rest of our life comes out of there. And so what I want you guys to understand this morning is it's okay to feel ooh instead of ooh. But also, when you start feeling that, you need to be very, very careful with how you express that emotion and how you engage in relationships with the opposite gender. And so we're going to talk the next few weeks real specifically about what these boundaries are and about what the consequences are when you go past them. All right? Let me see if there's, I think there's one more thing I wanted to close with. Oh, yeah. Here's a question for you guys this morning to check yes or no. And I just want you to think about this. Will you stay within God's boundaries for fireworks? I'm not telling you what the boundaries are. I'm just saying God has them. So this is a question of faith. What I'm asking you guys this morning is this. Will you trust God enough to find out what his boundaries are and do your best to stay within them? Check yes or no. There's no maybe here. You guys have to decide. All right, it's okay to feel this way, but God has boundaries. Am I going to stay within God's boundaries? Or am I going to just do my own thing? Or am I going to try to take a little bit, do a little bit of what he wants and do a little bit of what I want? It's a matter of faith. Where's your heart? Is your heart set on staying within God's boundaries? Do you want to be a godly man like we talked about at the camp out? Do you want to be a godly woman? Then set your heart towards staying within God's boundaries. Then when you find out what they are, it'll be easy to stay within them because you've already made up your mind. So make up your mind right now. Let me pray. Dear God, I thank you. I thank you that you taught me your boundaries and your limits from a young age. And I thank you that you protected me from more heartache than I experienced when I was foolish and went my own way. And I pray for these students that they would not be fools, but they would be wise and they would follow your ways. I thank you that your word has laid out a path for us to take. I thank you that your word has affirmed for us that it is okay to feel emotion for members of the opposite gender. It's okay to engage in romantic and fun and exciting relationships. But I thank you that you also are really clear that there is a time and a place for that. I thank you also that you're really clear that there are some boundaries that we need to stay within when we get in those relationships. And I pray that the next couple weeks you would really teach these students what it means to follow you and be obedient to you, especially in the area of their lives when it comes to relationships with guys or with girls. Thank you once again just for speaking truth into our lives and guiding us in the way to go. We pray that we would glorify you with the way we live this week. In Jesus' name, amen.